אתם עכשיו על הקצה. אתם עכשיו,
אתם עכשיו על הקצה.
הקצה,
הקצה,
הקצה. רביעי בקצה,
רביעי בקצה עם יואב קוטנר.
חלק ב', והחלק הזה, כמו שאתם בוודאי כבר יודעים, מוקדש לחגיגות יום ההולדת ה-80 של בוב דילן. והיום אנחנו עם אלבום האולפן ה-17 של בוב דילן, 1976, Desire. כך הוא נפתח.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night. To Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of.
קיין, שיר שבוב דילן הקדיש למתאגרף שנכלא למאסר עולם על רצח שלא ביצע.
Three bodies lying near this petty sea, and another man named Beto moving around mysteriously. I didn't do what he says, and he throws up his hands. I was only robbing the register, I hope you understand. I saw him leave and he says and he stops. One of us had better call up the cops. And so Petty calls the cops, and they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing in the hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, Reuben Carter and a couple of friends are driving around. About to go down when a cop pulled him over to the side of the road, just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street unless you wanna draw the heat. Cops. Him and other Dexter Bradley were just out prowling around. He said, I saw two men running out who looked like middleweights. Jumped into a white car with out-of-state plates. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, he told him he could identify the guilty man. On plane, Rubens in South America fighting for his name. Well, after Dexter Bradley's still in the robbery game, and the cops are putting the screws to him looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar? Remember you said you saw the getaway car? Thinking like to play ball with the law? Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running that night? Don't forget that you are white. The bridge.
said, I'm really not sure. The cop said, a poor boy like you can use a break. We've got you for the motel job, and you're talking to your friend Bello. You don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want up in this triple murder. Take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, and I do it for pay. And when it's over, just as soon go on my way. Up to some paradise, where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse, where they tried to turn a man. Were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus. He never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old Nigeria agreed. Carter was falsely tried. The crime was murder one. Guess who testified? Bello and Bradley, and they both all they lied. And the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed. To live in a land where justice is again. Criminals in their coats and their ties are free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise, while Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell but one time, he could have been the champion of the world.
הסיפור של רובן קרטר המתאגרף, שלדעת בוב דילן באותו זמן ב-1975 כשהוא הקליט את האלבום הזה ישב בכלא על פשע שהוא לא ביצע רק בגלל שהוא שחור והוא היה חשוד מיידי. אותו רובן קרטר שוחרר מהכלא ב-1985 כי השופטים די קיבלו את גרסתו של דילן, או לפחות הגרסה שאמרה שהוא לא הפושע שרצח. האלבום הזה של בוב דילן הוא אלבום שנוצר תוך כדי העבודה שלו במה שנקרא Rolling Thunder Review, מופע ענק שבו הוא מארח המון חברים. זה גם יצא בסרט, ובשנה שעברה בעוד סרט, שבו על בסיס הסרט המקורי, בוב דילן ממציא סיפור שלם של חייו באותה תקופה. והאלבום הזה הוא אלבום נפלא שנקרא דיזייר. תכף אני אפרט את הנגנים וכולי, רק נאמר שכמעט כל האלבום מילים של ז'אק לוי ולחן של בוב דילן.
But I could not hold on to her very long. So I cut off my hair and I rode straight away for the wild unknown country where I could not go wrong. I came to a high place of darkness and light. The fighting line ran through the center of town. I hitched up my pony to a post on the right. Went into a laundry to wash my clothes down. A man in the corner approached me for a match. I knew right away he was not ordinary. He said, "Are you looking for something easy to catch?" Said, "I got no money." He said, "That ain't necessary." We set out that night for the cold in the north. I gave him my blanket and he gave me his word. I said, "Where are we going?" He said, "We'll be back by the fourth." I said, "That's the best news that I've ever heard." I was thinking about turquoise, I was thinking about gold, I was thinking about diamonds and the world's biggest necklace as we rode through the canyons, through the devilish cold. I was thinking about ISIS, actually I thought I was so reckless. As she told me that one day we would meet up again and things would be different the next time we were, if I only could hang on and just be her friend. I still can't remember all the best things she said. We came to the pyramids all embedded in ice. He said, "There's a body I'm trying to find. If I carry it out, it'll bring a good price." 'Twas then that I knew what he had on his mind. The wind, it was a howling, and the snow was outrageous. We chopped through the night, and we chopped through the dawn. When he died, I was hoping that it wasn't contagious. But I made up my mind that I had to go on. I broke into the tomb, but the casket was empty. There was no jewels, no nothing. I felt I'd been had when I saw that my partner was just being friendly. When I took up his offer, I must have been mad. Inside, threw him down in the hole, and I put back the cover. I said a quick prayer, and I felt satisfied. Then I rode back to find Isis.
kiss just to tell her I love her. She was there in the meadow where the creek used to rise, blinded by sleep and in need of a bed. I came in from the east with the sun in my eyes. I cursed her one time, then I rode on ahead. I said, no place special. She said, you look different. I said, well, I guess. She said, you've been gone. I said, that's only natural. She said, you're gonna stay. I said, if you want me to, yes. On the fifth day of May, in the drizzle and the rain.
אייזיס, השיר הזה שהשם שלו לקוח מאלה מצרית קדמונית, דילן טוען שהוא שיר על נישואים. בכל אופן הוא מנגן פה בפסנתר, דבר שהוא לא הרבה לעשות באותם שנים, זה יקרה לו קצת יותר מאוחר, וכמובן שירה וגיטרה ומפוחית, ואיתו צוות גדול של נגנים, כמו שהזכרתי קודם, חלקם כאלה שהשתתפו גם ב סיבוב של הרולינג תנדר ריוויו. הנגנית החשובה כאן היא סקרלט ריברה, בחורה צעירה שמנגנת בכינור ומאוד מאוד משפיעה על הצליל של האלבום הזה. בין זמרי וזמרות הרקע, אמילו הריס, רוני בלייקי, סטיבן סולס ועוד כל מיני אנשים שמשתתפים פה ושם, מין הרכב שהוא הייתי אומר חצי צועני חצי יהודי ברוחו, גם בגלל הכינור, אבל לא רק, יש פה גם נגן אקורדיון ונגן בוזוקי ומנדולינה, מין הרגשה שדילן באמת מנסה להמציא את עצמו שוב מחדש גם באלבום הזה.
I like to spend some time in Mozambique. The sunny sky is aqua blue, and all the couples dancing cheek to cheek. It's very nice to stay a week or two, and maybe fall in love, just me and you. And everybody
אנחנו עם בוב דילן באלבום דיזייר שיצא בתחילת 1976. האלבום הזה הופק על ידי מישהו שלא עבד הרבה עם בוב דילן, אבל עבד עם הרבה כוכבים גדולים ברוק האמריקאי של אותה תקופה. קוראים לו דון דוויטו, והוא עבד בין השאר עם בילי ג'ואל וברוס ספרינגסטין וג'יימס טיילור וסיימון וגרפונקל ואירו סמית וטוני בנט ואפילו קארל קינג שהזכרנו לא מזמן. בכל אופן, הוא עבד איתם לא כמפיק, אבל אחראי על הרפרטואר, עוזר להם למצוא דרך. אז כאן הוא עובד עם דילן, הוא עושה את זה בכמה אלבומים, וזה המוצלח שביניהם, דיזייר. השיר הבא הוא אחד השירים שבוב דילן כתב והלחין, לא נעזר בטקסטים של ז'אק לוי, וזה אחד השירים המזרחיים של בוב דילן. מין סלסול שלא היה קיים אצלו קודם לכן, One More Cup of Coffee. One More Cup of Coffee, הגענו לסוף הצד הראשון ולשיר שכשיצא אלבום ולובה בהופעות, השיר הבא הפך להיות הלהיט הגדול ביותר, וזה שיר שנקרא Oh Sister, קולה של אמילו הריס, מאוד בולט כאן.
sister, when I come to lie in your arms. You should not treat me like a stranger. I bother when I lie the way that you act. And you must realize the day. A brother to you, and one deserving of affection. And is our purpose not the same on this earth? To love and follow this direction.
סיסטר, אנחנו עם אלבום דיזייר של בוב דילן שיצא ב-1976. הופכים צעד ועוברים לשיר שדי עורר מחלוקת באותם ימים, הוא נקרא ג'וי, הוא שיר מאוד מאוד ארוך. הטענה היא שזה נכתב על מאפיונר, גנגסטר, שנקרא ג'וי גלו, אבל אצל דילן תמיד יש כל מיני נדבכים לשירים, ולא ברור אם באמת זה על זה או גם על זה. דילן עצמו ששאלו אותו על הטקסטים, אמר, אני בסך הכל שרתי טקסט שכתב ז'אק לוי. כאילו, לא מזדהה עם האמירה המעט מתעניינת, שואלת, אולי אפילו אוהדת, לאותו מאפיונר שעשה דברים איומים.
When they ask him why it had to be that way, well, said they lived off gambling and running numbers too. It always seemed they got caught between the mob and the man in blue.
Trying to find a lost, said I have returned, and now I want what's mine.
גרם להם לפוצץ אותך. עוד שיר על פורע חוק או מישהו שלא הולך בתלם, Romance in Durango, סיפור אהבה על מישהו שנמצא במקסיקו ובורח לו. בשיר הזה משתתף חבר אריק קלפטון בגיטרה.
Hot chili peppers in the blistering sun, dust on my face and my cape, me and Magdalene on the run. I think this time we shall escape. So my guitar to the baker's son, for a few crumbs and a place to hide. But I can get another one, and I'll play for Magdalena as we ride. No es mi querida, Dios nos vela. Prayers of old in the little church.
upon the white veranda. She wears a necktie and a Panama hat. Her passport shows her face from another time and place. She looks nothing like that. And all of the remnants of her reason grass are scattered in a wild wind. She walks across the marble floor. A voice from the gambling room is calling her to come on in. She smiles, walks the other way. As the light
in LA old croquet on the 7 o'clock news. It seems there was an earthquake that left nothing but a Panama hat and a pair of old Greek shoes. It didn't seem like much was happening, so I turned it off and went to grab another beer.
הגענו לשיר שחותם את האלבום, שוב שיר שדילן גם כתב את המילים שלו, סאווה. ועם השיר הזה נסיים את התוכנית היום ונחזור עם עוד דילן בהמשך. להתראות.
I looked at the sky when the children were babies. I played on the beach. You came up behind me. I saw you go by. You were always so close, still within reach. Sarah, Sarah, whatever made you wanna change your mind? So easy to look at, so hard to define. I can still see them playing with their pails in the sand. They run to the water, their buckets to fill. I can still see the shells falling out of their hands as they follow each other back up the hill. Virgin angel, sweet love of my life. Sarah, Sarah, radiant jewel, a mystical wife. Sleeping in the woods by a fire in the night, drinking white rum in a Portugal bar. Them playing leapfrog and hearing about Snow White. You in the marketplace in Savannah, Lamar. Sarah, Sarah, it's all so clear, I could never forget. Sarah, Sarah, loving you is the one thing I'll never regret. I can still hear the sounds of those Methodist bells. I'd taken a cure and it just gotten through. Staying up for days in the Chelsea Hotel, writing sad-eyed lady of the lowlands for you. Sarah, Sarah, wherever we travel,
apart. Sarah, oh Sarah, beautiful lady, so dear to my heart. How did I meet you? I don't know. A messenger sent me in a tropical storm. You were there in the winter, moonlight on the snow, and on Lily Pond Lane when the weather was warm. Sarah, oh Sarah, Scorpio Sphinx in a calico dress. Sarah, oh Sarah, you must forgive me my unworthiness. Now the beach is deserted, except for some kelp and a piece of an old ship that lies on the shore. You always responded when I needed your help. You gave me a map and a key to your door. Sarah, oh Sarah, glamorous nymph with an arrow and bow. Never go. Thank you.